The second 2020 Democratic debate is almost here. Here's Everything You Need to Know by Madeline Zhang. 20 Democratic 2020 presidential candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, California Senator Kamala Harris, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, will face off in the second primary debates this week. The debates, hosted by CNN from Detroit over two nights, will feature a few interesting matchups. On Tuesday night, the first of the debates, Sanders and Warren will stand side by side, making it likely the two progressive candidates will face off on issues such as health care and their plans for free college and eliminating student debt. There will be much anticipation for more breakout moments from Biden and Harris, who are once again on the second night of the debates. Harris confronted Biden about his previous positions on school busing during June's debates, and the two candidates, along with New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, have traded barbs about race relations and criminal justice in the week since. For much of the field, July's CNN debates marked the last big stage to make an impression with a national cable audience before the September and October debates, which have a stricter qualifying threshold. Here's everything you need to know about the next Democratic debate. Okay, first, when is the second Democratic primary debate? Similar to the June debate, CNN's July debate will be broken up over two nights to accommodate the field of 20 qualified candidates, with 10 candidates appearing each night. The July debate will start at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, July 30th and Wednesday, July 31st. Both nights will be broadcast live from the Fox Theater in Detroit. Even with two debate nights, it may be difficult to have productive or meaningful conversations with 10 candidates on stage. They may end up competing with each other on who has the best zinger. Grant Reher, the director of the Campbell Public Affairs Institute at Syracuse University, told Time in June. As for how to watch the debate, it'll be broadcast live on CNN. You can also watch the latest debate updates with Time's live coverage. The debate moderators. The debate will be moderated by three CNN personalities, Chief Political Correspondent Dana Bash, CNN Tonight anchor Don Lemon, and Chief Washington Correspondent Jake Tapper, who's also the anchor of The Lead and State of the Union. Which candidates will be at the second Democratic debate? For those who watched the first debate in June, there will be many familiar faces. Almost all of the candidates who qualified for the June debate will appear, in part because the June and July debates had the same qualifications. Candidates had to register at least 1% in three polls from a predetermined set of surveys, as well as recruit 65,000 individual donations. The one exception, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, will be new to the stage. Bullock is replacing California Representative Eric Swalwell, who dropped out of the race on July 8th. The candidates who qualified are, in alphabetical order, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, former Vice President Joe Biden, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Maryland Representative John Delaney, Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, California Senator Kamala Harris, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Marianne Williamson, self-help author, and Andrew Yang, businessman. CNN divided the candidates into two nights of 10 candidates during a live airing of their debate draw on July 18th. The first night will include Sanders and Warren, two of the most progressive candidates, as well as Midwestern moderates Buttigieg and Klobuchar. The debate's second night will include frontrunner Biden, Harris, Booker, Castro, and more. The candidates who didn't qualify for the second debate. Former Pennsylvania Representative Joe Sestak joined the race just days before the first round of debates in June and didn't qualify for either of the first two debates. Tom Steyer, the billionaire hedge fund manager and Democratic donor who launched his campaign earlier this month, Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton, and Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Messam also failed to qualify for the CNN-hosted debate. The biggest issues likely to come up at the debate. The Democratic field's ideological divide over issues like Medicare for All and its shift to the left on issues such as immigration will be on full display. The candidates will most likely agree on condemning the Trump administration for conditions in migrant detention centers. During the June debate, however, Castro exposed a gap in the Democratic immigration policy positions with his proposal to decriminalize border crossings. On the second night of this week's debates, Biden will share the stage with Harris and Booker, who've emerged as strong critics of Biden's track record on busing and recent comments about segregationist senators. Last week, Booker criticized Biden's involvement in crafting the 1994 Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act, saying that the former vice president was, quote, an architect of mass incarceration. Biden has indicated ahead of the second debate that he will adopt a different tactic in responding to criticism. I'm not going to be as polite this time, he said last Wednesday at a fundraiser. Since Swalwell's gun control-focused campaign came to an end, there are two single-issue candidates remaining, and they'll both appear on the second night. Both Inslee and Yang will likely call attention to their agendas on climate change and universal basic income, respectively. The biggest tests for candidates. Since only six candidates have met the doubly high thresholds to qualify for the next round of debates, the July debate is a make-or-break moment for many remaining contenders. Candidates who have been struggling to break out from the pack will likely try to translate this debate's performance into a fundraising push that will get them the 130,000 individual donors needed to reach the next debate stage in September. Sometimes that includes buying more online ads in the immediate aftermath of the debate. Gabbard, for example, is suing Google for temporarily suspending her advertising account after June's debate. Meanwhile, Biden will have to fend off attacks on his record on criminal justice from Harris and Booker to try to maintain his increasingly precarious status as the frontrunner. How the candidates are doing in the polls? The latest national polls show Biden holding on to his favorability lead with an average of 29%. Warren and Sanders are in a virtual tie for second at around 15% each, though Harris isn't far behind them at 12%. Buttigieg is registering at a more distant 5%, while the rest of the field is averaging below 3%.